What a year for agriculture in 2020. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I think this pandemic is our biggest challenge since World War II.
Tennessee Commissioner of Agriculture, Dr. Charlie Hatcher, reflecting here at the close of 2020 on the year in agriculture. And without a doubt, the coronavirus has dominated all aspects of the industry.
The farmers and ranchers have been part of the critical infrastructure for the food and fiber and in some cases fuel for all of us. And I couldn't be prouder of them. They've never missed a beat.
And Commissioner Hatcher says the communications between farmers and industry partners has never been better. And there's been a stronger appreciation of our overall food supply chain and the importance of where our farmers stand in that chain.
So the pandemic, if nothing else, has raised that awareness and raised the importance of where your food comes from and the work that goes into it. There was already a movement toward local foods and local products, but that just intensified with the pandemic. And hopefully the farmers and foresters can hold on to those value-added products after this is over. But there's lessons we've learned from this, and we're still learning, and we need to follow up on those. And hopefully we'll come out of this stronger than ever.
Commissioner Hatcher is hopeful that the vaccine will continue to be dispersed, and he's looking forward to a much better and stronger year in 2021 for the farm community.
I think the future is bright. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. I think if we double down and follow the disease control prevention procedures that we know that are effective and are work, if we continue to leverage the state and federal monies that we do have for ag and forestry, business development, and the governor's extreme focus on rural initiatives that he's done from day one, it's going to be a bright year.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.